John, there has been some controversy of late over a proposal you made about allowing people to become members of your church who had been baptized as infants in other churches. That was a proposal you made. There's been some confusion out there in the blogosphere and other places about what has happened at Bethlehem Baptist Church. Give us some history on exactly how this whole thing started within Bethlehem.
I can't remember the beginnings of it, but I'll just say the rumblings of my mind and my heart concerning the relative importance of certain doctrines over against other doctrines is what's behind my concern with it. In other words, it seems to me that when a person holds in common with me all the doctrines of grace, which are glorious beyond description, and justification by faith alone apart from works of the law, and the inerrancy of the scriptures, and all the fundamentals of the faith as the fundamentalist movement articulated them in the early 20th century, and this broad, massive, glorious common ground, and yet their understanding from a Reformed position is that the way the covenants work between the old and the new is that believers should, on the analogy of the Old Testament believers circumcising their little children, should now give the sign of the covenant to their children. I think that's a mistake. To this day, I think it's a mistake. I doubt that I'll ever change my mind on that. But they think that's the case, and so they baptize their children. Not in any way to say that they're saved. This is not baptismal regeneration. Those children must make a profession of faith from the heart someday to confirm that what was done there is valid for them. And then I've had to ask, is that difference between us sufficient so that we say to one another, we cannot belong to each other's church? We cannot be covenant members of each other's church. We can't eat the Lord's Supper together in a common covenant membership. And I have come to the conclusion, I don't think that's the case. So I've tried to, now, how do I handle that? How do you stay a Baptist, that is, with my total persuasion that you ought not to baptize infants? That's not what Jesus meant when he said, go baptize the nations. And yet, on the one hand, not elevate the doctrine of the baptism of infants to a level where it excludes people from the local church. And the way we tried to do this was by framing a constitution that would allow for exceptions. And the exceptions are where a person is totally there from a Reformed understanding and ready to move forward with membership and gives a good biblical account to show that they are taking the Bible seriously and they're willing to accept instruction and they haven't gotten there yet. We were going to, with this exception, let them join the church as full-blown members.
So you submitted that to your leadership at Bethlehem, and then what happened?
Yeah, well, the way to say it would be we worked on that for 3 or 4 years together. I was doing some submitting.
3 or 4 years. That's important.
Yeah, 3 or 4 years we worked on this, writing back and forth, discussing, having whole retreats devoted to it as a council of elders, and we arrived at almost unanimity. I think at the final vote that we took, we had 2 dissenting out of, I think, 23 plus 2, something like that. I can't remember. We've got 30 or 34 elders now. And we decided that those 2 brothers, we totally respected them, and we didn't feel like we should stop for that. So we moved forward, presented the church, took several months to present it, and the flack we got was so great, and the elders, some of them, I think it would be fair to say, changed their minds about this, that we were back to, say, 5 to 10 who had misgivings about moving forward. Now, I'm willing as a leader to say we can move forward with two guys respectfully dissenting, but not with 10. And so we withdrew it. We withdrew because enough elders had misgivings about it. And I, of course, am one elder among many. I don't run this church as an autocrat. I submit to the eldership because I'm one of them. I still think it was a mistake, and that we should, maybe not a timing mistake, but I would love to see this go forward someday if we could get more of our people on board. So we withdrew it, so everybody who's listening to this should understand that it didn't happen. The proposal didn't happen. We're still where we were. Nobody can join Bethlehem who's not baptized by immersion, and indeed, who doesn't affirm that that's the right way to do it. So whether we'll move forward and when we'll move forward, I'm not sure. I'm trying with the elders right now to come up with some kind of compromise that at least gives us all a clear conscience that we understand this is where most of our elders still are. Most of them are still here wanting to make some kind of change. And that very desire we need to clarify doesn't unfit us for eldership. Because some might interpret our Constitution to say, well, if you even want to make that change, you're out of sync with what your documents say. We don't think that's the case, but we need to make that really clear. We appreciate people's praying for us, and I hope it encourages people that we can hang together as a people and as an eldership when we bump into that kind of disagreement and realize we couldn't go forward.